If you have your Bibles, Revelation, the second chapter. Starting in verse 1. It says, "The angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know your works and your labor and your patience, and how you cannot bear those who are evil. Thou hast tried them that which are apostles and are not, and has found them to be liars. You have borne, and you've had patience, and for my name's sake you've labored, and you haven't fainted." But notice verse 4. "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, where you've fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly, and remove thy candlestick from this place, except if you repent." Looking at a passage of scripture like this, especially as was even mentioned earlier when we get about the book of Revelation, we get a little nervous about this stuff. But yet what we see here is a lesson that can be learned, a very simple lesson. See, if you note in verse 4 in the Greek here, ephimeso protos agape is what it would be. And it simply means that you have sent away that which is primary, and that primary thing is your love. Simply put, you've forgotten. I've found this interesting list of 5 rules for a marriage relationship. And what made this list stick out, because there's hundreds of lists, if not thousands of lists, but what made this list kind of stick out was the simplicity of it. Starting from number 5 all the way to number 1, it said number 5, make time. Number 4, don't flirt with others. Number 3, respect your spouse. Number 2, make them feel wanted. And finally, the number 1 rule that they had was simply stay faithful. How many times do we just simply forget? See, with this list that they have, it's just a reminder of forgetting the relationship that you have with your, or not forgetting the relationship that you have with your spouse. And when the writer here in Revelation is recording the words that were spoken to those at Ephesus, the Christians, that somewhat thing that they have is that they forgot their first love, that primary love in their life. How many times do we just simply misplace because we forget? It's very similar, actually, to what we see in the book of Song of Solomon. With the reading of that book, what we find out is that the beloved and the beloved, they try not to forget. And the great thing about the Shulamite woman is that she doesn't forget. And because of that, her family praises her. Her brothers praise her. Those who are around her praise her because she remembered her love and she didn't forget. So what's the application for here? Well, remember, as Paul is writing his letter to those at Corinth, and he relays to them what he was taught, that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, they took bread and gave thanks and offered it up, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. Don't forget." And likewise, he did with the cup as well, the same thing, and offered it up. And told them to what? To drink. So that they wouldn't forget. Many times it's easy for us to forget various things in our life. But that's why in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, we see that the establishment of the apostles' tradition was to come on the first of the week to break bread. Why? So we don't forget. So we don't forget our first love. It's a reminder of the seal. See, in Song of Solomon, the 8th chapter, in verse 5, it says, "Who is coming up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved?" And then in verse 6, the beloved responds, or the Shulamite woman responds to her beloved, and she says, "Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm." Why? Why did she want to be a seal? Because she wanted her beloved to remember that she didn't forget. And she wants to make sure that he doesn't forget. Church, let's not forget our first love. Let's not forget our spouses. Let's not forget the relationships that we have. See, sometimes a simple lesson that we can remember here at this time of communion, a time of remembrance, is not to forget our vows, not to forget why we're here. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your blessing. We pray, Lord God, that as we consider the church at Ephesus, Lord, as we consider the relationship of the Shulamite woman and her beloved, as we consider our relationship with you, let us take this time to not forget, to remember our vows. And we do this each and every Lord's Day so we don't forget. Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the opportunity to celebrate our relationship with Jesus Christ, and that through him we have our relationship with you. Let us never forget. We thank you and we praise you. It's through your Son's name we pray. Amen.